Okay, Simon Ray Schaff. Sif Hay. Last couple of nights here of Avelis. We're talking about how a regel Yom Tov is Mevatel Shiva and Shloisha. So Sif Hay, Chol Shvi'i Shalev Erev Shabbos. Let's say the seventh day falls out on Friday, V'yom HaShabbos Yer of Yom Tov. And it's also like this Rosh Hashanah in 2 weeks, right? It's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Shiva's over on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mutal L'chavetz L'ruchat T'galeach B'Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to take a haircut and to wash and everything, right? Because it's not knocking off, it's knocking off the shloshim, right? Fine. Let's say he didn't take the haircut, right? Also, it's also to take a haircut on Cholamayit, since he could have done an Erev Yomtiv. But it's mutter after Yomtiv. And if the seventh day falls on a Shabbos, you Erev Yomtiv, which is Erev Yomtiv, since Mitzad HaAvelis, he's able to take a haircut. Elisha Shabbos Ikvay, Shabbos stopped him. Then he's an Einus. He can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We know only on Chol HaMoed, people who were on Einus are allowed to take haircuts and shave, etc. Right?
Nails also.
And nails for sure. So if the Shiva was over on Erev Yom Tov, so he had the opportunity to take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. And he didn't, so he can't do it on Chol HaMoed. But if the sixth day was Erev Yom Tov, so then he couldn't take a haircut because the Shiva was only over on Shabbos. So I'm sorry, if Shabbos was on if Yom Tov was on a Motzei Shabbos Sunday, so his Shiva was over Shabbos morning, not Friday morning. It's a big mistake people make that when Shiva's over on Shabbos morning, they think that Shiva's over Friday afternoon. It's not. Shiva's not over till Shabbos morning. So since Shiva wasn't over till Shabbos morning and he can't take a haircut obviously on Shabbos, so mainly he's an Einus and then he would be able to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed.
It's slicing.
What? If you're saying that if you're going with that Yom Tov is Mevatel the Shloshim, normally we don't paskin like that anyways for Shloshim you can't take a haircut. Right? Fine. Zayin Hadar Agam Mevatel Gezer Shloshim, this that Yom Tov is Mevatel Shloshim, Davka Al Shaar Mason. See, this is all they're talking about. Oh, he's going to answer your question right now. Davka Al Shaar Mason. That's only on siblings or children. Like we learned yesterday or 2 days ago. For a parent, you're not allowed to take a haircut after Shloshim. You have to wait until somebody tells you you look disgusting. Ain't a regel mevatel zoi. So then, regel is not mevatel for a parent. Now the question is, what happens if you look disgusting on Erev the Yom Tov? Right?
People do that, they follow that, they don't get a haircut until someone says something to them.
They're supposed to.
I have to follow it, the rabbi made
No,
me.
I'm not. I'm Baruch Hashem, I've never been in this situation, but people do that. I'm saying it's a normal thing to do.
Yeah, it is a normal thing to do. Yes, yeah,
Okay.
and the wife doesn't count.
Because she says that every day almost. She might say it every day of your
Yes,
life.
that's why very often
exactly.
you find the close friends to the oval are constantly telling him he needs a haircut.
Right, but they have to be legit.
It has to be what? It has to be a year.
For the year, no. Some say it has to be. So we discussed it. We said some hold that you got to do it for the whole year.
Yeah, so
Rabbi
my
Akiva
question is
Eger, I
if
think, says it's
those
only.
that hold a year, there is no hashash of like shoyad, like the feeling.
Is it that long?
Finance.
What'd you tell me? You
Finance.
told me 2 minutes ago.
Now let's go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I got a rush here, but yeah, fine. But there's different shittas. There's different shittas about this.
I'm
Okay,
saying
Seth.
those that hold a year, what about the financial salaries? There's not a
No,
shash.
if it's a chatzitza, then you have to cut the hair. You'd have to cut
Only
the
in
hair.
that spot, I guess.
I don't know. I don't because you're not mechuyev to look like a
Okay.
fool. You're not mechuyev to look
Okay,
like a fool.
fine.
I don't think.
What is going on? Susan,
Yes,
thinking.
noach shah achas. If you know 1 hour,
You need a.
right? You know, shah achas meaning 1 hour. Lav davka shah lafilu pachas, even less than 1 hour. Lefnei Pesach, oisah shah chashuva k'may shiva. That shah is considered like shiva. Ushmoyne Pesach. Then the 8 days of Pesach, that meaning he sat Shiva for a minute before Yom Tov. That counts as 7 days. then the 8 days of Pesach gets you up to 7 plus 8 is 15. And then all you need is 15 more days, and then Shloshim is over. Even though it's not really 15 days. I mean, it's not 30 days, it's only 15 days. So if it was 1 hour before Shavuos, then that hour is Shiva. And that's also considered 7 days. Right, the second day Shavuos is considered like the 15th day. These are not everybody agrees, but that's right. There are those that I think that are chaylik on this. That meaning whether you count each day of Yom Tov as 15, maybe not. Whatever, he's saying you count each day of Yom Tov as 7 days. Noach Shachas of Nechag HaSukkos, Harei Shiva, Hashiva Yimei Sukkos, Harei Yudalad Yom, Ushmini Atzeres, Neshav Gam Kein L'Shiva. Shmini Atzeres, which is a separate Yom Tov, counts as another 7 days. Shu Regal Fnei Atzmoy, V'yesh HaKavar Noisav Tashlumen, it's a Regal Fnei Atzmoy, Harei Chof Alef Yom, that gives you 21 days, V'yom Simchas Torah, Yom Chof Beis, U'mashlam Oid Ches Yomim. Right? No, I made a mistake before. Shavuos doesn't count. Each day Shavuos doesn't count the 7 days, meaning the 7 days of the Shiva, the 1 hour, and then Shavuos counts as another 7 days. Fine. Yeah, that everybody agrees to. Test. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also bounce Shiva and Shloshim. Noag Shoach, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Bittul Rosh Hashanah, Gzeira Shiva, it's Mevatah Gzeira Shiva. Yom Kippur Mevatah Gzeira Shloshim. Noach Shah Achas Lavnei Yom Kippurim. If you know it 1 hour before Yom Kippur, Bittul Yom Kippurim Shiva v'Chagasukas Mevatel Shloishim. Right? It's a good time if those that don't want to keep aveis.
Took his duty before
it's a very.
Did you anything?
No, doesn't do you ready.
Wanted to get you the year.
It doesn't do the year. It's a nice thought. Right. You hear what Naftali's asking? If somebody's nifted before Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah should stop Shiva. Yom Kippur should stop Shloishim and Sukkah should stop the year.
The guy's done in a week.
No, but the answer to that question is the year is not really halacha.
Right.
The year is minigot covered for parents. Right. Avel is really over by Shloishim. There's no more Avelis than that. Yud, I forgot the regal Mavatal Shiva. Even though regal is Mavatal Shiva, Kamakam Ashenogin Lahadik Nerva Makam Shemes covered on the Shama. Some people light a mace for the whole Shiva. Then that
they don't light a mace.
They light for a mace. I'm sorry. They don't light the mace. You hope not. Thank you. Right. So you light an air for the Shiva, that stays lit. Meaning you don't light it on Yom Tif. It's one of Naftali's pet peeves. Right. You light it before Yom Tif. But it's still good that you should light it in the shul. I mean, no, it's better if that candle, you should light it in the shul. Okay. Simon Reish Chaval Dine Tainis Yardside Oboy Ches Seifim. It's 8 Seifim. Aleph. Mitzvah Lasanis Bechol Shona Yom Shemes by Ove Vaimo. It's a mitzvah to fast every year on the Yardside of the mother and the father. Kedei Lasoir Lachuva Lafashvish Vimaisav. The reason to fast is that you should chuva and think about your actions by Say Yom. On that day, you'll Lascharet Aleim to regret them. By Yedeza Yazakas Ove Vaimo, she is Salba Ganenim. Because the parents have a din every year on the yard site. So by you behaving yourself and doing good things, it will help them, neshama. Ula erab betfilas amincha emer anenu. And if you're going to be fasting, you say anenu by mincha, k'may v'chol tanis yachid, like any fast day.
People do this?
You're supposed to. Most people don't do it nowadays because we don't fast well.
Okay.
But really it should be done. That's where the tikkun and the siyum comes in. That's really where that all comes in. Emesana pamachas. If he fasted once, mistama yadaita lasanis kol yom. Meaning, let's say the first yard side, the guy does it, then mistama, that's a nether, because he meant to do it. V'imken arei olav k'moy nether shumina toira. It's a nether which is a mina toira. V'tzarav lasanis la'olam, and he has to fast forever, unless he gets a heter and he's mat a nether. Or he's another situation that he needs to eat. Sarach atara, he needs to be mater neder. V'imperish she'ena makabel lo neder. But if he says beferish. Right, if he's beferish that he's not makabel of a nether, ain't a tzorach hatorah, he doesn't need hatorah. Fine, noig and ladig near yard side, and the minix to light a near yard side. Pays, misan and loyal and biyam amisa, vafilu b'shana rishona, the day of death, even in the first year, vafilu meis b'soif ayom la'achash spal arvus, even if he dies right before, after they daven myrav, That's called the yard site. Like we said before, Meirav for these things, even though once you don't have Meirav, it's considered the next day, it doesn't count. If the Kvura extends from the Misa a bunch of days, meaning the guy died and then he wasn't buried for a few days, then on the first day, first year, you fast on the Yom HaKvura, and then after that, the yard site always switches to the day of death. That's a big hak. In the first year, we discussed this before, where the kvura is a bunch of days far away from the death. So the first year becomes a hak, which one to keep. You really want to be machmir, you keep both. But anyways, okay, we will stop over there. I didn't even realize my camera's not on. Okay. Everybody should
thank
have a
you.
Fine
what
night.
Time do we think tomorrow night? 8 o'clock?
Tomorrow night should be 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, Zagas. Ouch, yes. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, I appreciate it. Go ahead, thank you.
So, yeah.
What?